Right, hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we have the good fortune to be joined by Jordan Gisagi of the Limiting Factor channel on YouTube. Before we even get started, just go ahead and flip over to the Limiting Factor and hit subscribe because Jordan does amazing content around everything battery related. So before we even get into it, thanks Jordan for all that amazing content you've put out on batteries. I know it's been super helpful to me, been super helpful to a lot of people in the Tesla community. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks Rob, and thanks for having me. It's good to finally have a chat with you.
Yeah, for sure. So the reason I wanted to bring you on today is just to talk a little bit more about what we heard earlier this week at Volkswagen's Power Day. So I think both of us have done a little bit of recapping on our individual channels on this, but thought it would be a great opportunity to, you know, just bring you in, kind of discuss a little bit of our thoughts about this and kind of the reaction, because, you know, in the markets, at least, we've seen Volkswagen stock up like 20% since this Power Day. So I guess first thing, just what are your initial reactions? And then we can kind of go into some of the details.
Well, I liked what you said yesterday. It's kind of a battery day light. It follows a lot of the same beats that battery day followed, but there's a few differences. And even though it followed some of the same beats, it wasn't an apples to apples comparison. So I've seen some comparisons out there claiming or comparing Tesla's 56% cost reduction to Tesla's 50% cost reduction. And they're two very different VWs. Things. Yeah, to VWs. So they can't be directly compared.
So what are the main differences there? Because, you know, I also noticed that, and I think the main one that stuck out to me was kind of they're using lithium iron phosphate as one of the ways to get down to that 50%. Is that kind of what you're alluding to here?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. So with Tesla, their 56% cost reduction is, as far as I can tell, they took a relatively similar chemistry, and through a number of improvements, they look like they're going to be able to decrease the cost by 56%. Now, if Tesla on top of that also did a massive change to the chemistry, like switching to LFP, they would get some additional cost reductions there. Maybe drive it down by 65 to 70%. But what's included in VW's 50% number is a 20% cost reduction from LFP. So really the more apt comparison would be, say, Tesla has around a 50% cost decrease and VW has around a 30% cost decrease.
Okay. And yeah, I would say it's a little bit unclear based on Tesla's presentation exactly, you know, where that starting point is. But I think most of us assume that they're starting with, let's say, a 2170 cell in a long range Model 3 and getting to a 56% cost reduction from that. Is that kind of what your stance is as well?
Yeah, well, there's a number of reasons why it's not an apples to apples comparison. And that's another one, because you have to look at the starting point of their cost. Like, say, I would say VW is around $130 to $150 per kilowatt hour at the pack level. And Tesla, I don't know exactly what they're at, but I'm guessing it's around $110 to $120. Well, if you take like 56% off Tesla's number, you're getting to around $50 per kilowatt hour. And with VW's, you know, you're getting closer to around $65 to $75 per kilowatt hour. And another facet of it, probably the last one, is Tesla is looking to do this by 2025 or 2024, 2025, in my view, whereas VW, that's their starting point.
Right. So Tesla's already got, you know, they've got the pilot plant. It remains a bit of a mystery of how well that's coming along and what the production rates are and things like that. But they've said they're targeting a run rate of 10 gigawatt hours at the end of this year. And here Volkswagen is, you know, they showed that sort of chart where they have the starting point for them on their unified cell concept starting in 2023 and then expanding to be, you know, 80% of their battery usage by 2030. And here, you know, if we were to draw a similar concept of Tesla, you know, shift that forward by probably, it's probably a steeper curve and you're shifting the starting point forward essentially 3 years, because they started this back in 2020.
Exactly. So what we're seeing from VW is what I'd expect from the broader industry. They might be a little bit more aggressive than the rest of the industry, but I would say it's on par with what we should expect from natural improvements with rights, law, and scaling.
For sure. And, you know, one of the things I think was a little bit surprising to me was that they didn't really update any of their targets in terms of electric vehicles. I guess they had updated them, you know, maybe a month or so back already. But they still said, you know, we're targeting 60% of our electric vehicle or 60% of our vehicles to be in 2030 battery electric vehicles, which ends up being, you know, 6 million, 6.5 million or something like that, which is still, that's still a ton of growth from where they're at today. But I think we see that pale in comparison of, you know, what Tesla is at least targeting, where Tesla's talked about, you know, 3 terawatt hours, 20 million vehicles by 2030. So, you know, we're seeing an earlier starting point, we're seeing cheaper cost planning, we're seeing a more aggressive end target, that I think, you know, going back to what we had talked about is, it just seems like all around just like a battery day, but a very light version of it, despite them trying to present everything, I think, in a, you know, a very similar way.
Yes. And there's a few points on that. I did a quick live stream yesterday to cover off what happened at Power Day. And one thing I said is they're targeting 240 gigawatt hours. I haven't run the numbers yet to work out, you know, based on 6 million cars, what their global output will be. That's something I need to look into further. But it would probably be closer to 500 gigawatt hours if you take into account the entire world. But they didn't give us any detail there. Even though it's, the presentation might have been disappointing for some people, it's good to see the direction they're headed. I think they're focused on the right things. They're focused on cost and volume. And that's the difference I see in their presentation than I've seen in a lot of other presentations, which focus on putting something out there that's really flash and focusing on, you know, we're going to have a vehicle that goes 600 miles, or we're going to be able to achieve 50% greater energy density. Well, you can pretty much do that with about any battery chemistry, but at what cost is the key question.
Right. And I think that brings us, you know, into another question in terms of, you know, maybe one of the main differences here between what Volkswagen talked about and what Tesla has talked about is, you know, the solid state sort of end point there. Volkswagen, obviously, the investment in QuantumScape, seems like Northvolt has been making some acquisitions in the solid state space as well. And, you know, VW has tie-ups with them. I think of those 640 gigawatt hour factories, they've, I think Northvolt, that was one of the things that I guess wasn't super clear to me, which maybe you have some thoughts on this as well, is when Volkswagen said that, you know, 240 gigawatt hour number, it wasn't clear to me if that was, you know, through partnerships, what percent through partnerships, or if that was internal. And I don't know that it's all that clear to Volkswagen either. What were your takeaways on that? I know a lot of questions there, but
okay. Yeah, well, there's somebody sent me a news article and I haven't had a chance to read through it in depth, but it indicated that originally, I think in, oh, what was the name of the factory that they're mentioning in Germany?
I'm not going to try to say it because I know I'll butcher the,
okay.
the
All right. Well,
pronunciation.
We're just call it we're just call it the Germany factory, the Germany battery factory. It was one of their centers of excellence. I think originally Northvolt was going to be building that one as well, but then VW has kind of split from that, and I think they're just going to keep Northvolt to their Sweden operations, and then I think VW is actually going to try to develop that in-house. But that hasn't been something I've investigated, or I haven't double checked that article. From the presentation itself, I got the impression that Northvolt was strictly doing the Sweden battery factories, and VW was going to do the rest of the factories. And the reason I say that is I think later on in the presentation, they showed an image or a graph indicating that they plan on relying less on outside sources for battery cells.
Yeah. And then to the solid state aspect of it, maybe just compare a little bit of that, because that gets into a little bit more of like the flashier stuff. And I know you've done some videos on QuantumScape as well. So what are your thoughts on that?
QuantumScape, it's It felt like with both the dry battery electrode technology and the solid state that they discussed, they were just dropping things in to say, hey, we're working on some cool, exciting things, and they're trying to maintain relevancy. I do think they intend on doing both of those things, but it's way too early to be tooting that horn. Based on QuantumScape's information, we're not going to see those solid state cells in volume until the late 2020s. And based on the images that we saw and their presentation, it looked like they're using a wet slate process. I'm assuming that's footage that they've taken out of their own factories rather than B-roll that they've pulled from some website. Although I did recognize some of the B-roll that they used because as a creator, you come across B-roll, and some of it was B-roll that I've seen from other sources. But hopefully the wet slurry, that was from one of their own factories, and it looks like they will be using wet slurry, at least in the beginning, and I don't expect them to be using a dry battery electrode for a while. And solid state, we'll see how things pan out with conventional cell technology. It's one of those things where people thought, 10 years ago that lithium ion didn't have much legs and it wouldn't go much further, and we need some sort of big breakthrough. But each year they managed to find one more thing to be able to push it a bit further. Is the current technology How far into the future can we use our current technology? At what point do we need solid state? I don't have the answer to that question, and I don't think anybody does at the moment. But at the earliest, we'll see solid state in volume in the late 2020s. Sorry, that's a really wordy response.
No, that's great. That's great. Tesla Daily would definitely don't mind getting into the details for sure. So, maybe, like you said, no one really has the answer to this, but I feel like we're getting to that point where the energy density is, projected to be high enough, the costs are projected to be low enough with, the technology that we have today, pre-solid state, where even if solid state does come around, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a this big breakthrough. Maybe charge times improve a little bit, the power density maybe a little bit, but what are your thoughts on just kind of that train of thought?
Yeah, it's not going to be the breakthrough that people expect. It's not going to be like we're going to wake up one day and all of a sudden our cars have 200 to 300 miles more range. It's going to be something gradual because conventional lithium ion is going to continue to improve. And then at some point, I do expect conventional lithium ion to hit its limits. There are ways that solid state has first principles advantages that in the long term I expect to play out.
What elements of the battery do you think that that's going to be most impactful for, just in terms of like the different trade-offs that we, have to deal with battery technology?
Well, if we can't find a way to make conventional lithium ion safer, solid state would have an advantage because you'd need less packaging around those cells. And if they also have greater thermal stability, you may not have to have a thermal management system that's as good. So, the first thing I think of when I think of the improvements offered by solid state isn't necessarily the battery itself. It's all the packaging and material and management that goes around those battery cells.
Okay, so potentially a lot of, maybe not savings at the cell level, and I think oftentimes we're comparing batteries by that metric, but potentially some savings at the cost or at the pack level on cost, and then especially maybe in terms of weight and performance that is able to be derived from that, different form factors of even from the vehicle perspective, maybe. Is that kind of where you're thinking?
Yeah, well, that would be the thing that I'd be most confident in. Once you start getting into the actual manufacturing of battery cells, there's so many opportunities I see to improve the energy density of conventional lithium ion, and I don't know where to draw the line, because one thing that solid state tends to lean on is a pure lithium metal anode, or what's called anodeless, where you plate lithium directly to the copper anode of the battery cell. It's kind of a misnomer because it still has an anode. It just doesn't have anode material that stores ions. Now, one thing that we don't know yet is whether a pure lithium metal anode or anodeless can be done with a liquid electrolyte. And that's something that Northvolt is actually focusing on, and Jeff Dahn's lab is focusing on. They think we can do that pure lithium metal anode or anodeless battery cell with a liquid electrolyte, which would bridge a lot of the gap that's expected that we'd gain with solid state.
So some of these developments may come in pieces and probably are more likely to where it's not this breakthrough, but potentially can be implemented in. And I guess that's one of the big questions people have about solid state battery and the potential for disrupting, Tesla's trajectory. Can some of these things that you're talking about potentially be just implemented into Tesla's battery manufacturing process, as they seem to have it planned to be set up in the future?
Yeah, well, that's one of the difficult parts of solid state. A lot of the processes I've seen require a completely different manufacturing process. If you go with a conventional lithium ion and you find incremental improvements, you can keep all that capital and just use it for your next generation of conventional lithium ion. Whereas with solid state, you may have to have an entirely new and different production line to do that. Most companies aren't willing to do that.
And that seems to be, at least from what we've heard Toyota say, they may just be delaying, but that seems to be the path that they've been taking is like, okay, we're just going to wait for that next generation before we make these investments because we don't want to invest all this in old technology and then, 2025 to 2030 comes and they have to sort of redo it.
Yeah, I challenge them on that because that's kind of counting your chickens before they're hatched. They don't know yet whether QuantumScape is going to succeed. And if I was in a position on their board, I would say, no, you want to go with the current technology. Don't rely on a future battery technology because sometimes they can take, it may look like it's 3 or 4 years in the future before you're going to get something, but it's actually, 10, 15, 20 years before you actually get it.
Right. And then from that point, you have to scale it up. And, at that
Exactly.
point, that's, I think, Tesla's trying to get to, already being at scale at that point, versus them having to then spend 5, 10 years for Tesla at that point, 25 years down the path of trying to get this up to scale. So,
Yeah, and that's another reason why you're not going to wake up overnight and see cars full of solid state battery cells. Look at the amount of time it's taken Tesla just to ramp up enough battery cell production to provide, what is it, 2 or 3% market share? Well, it's going to
yeah, not
take,
just from Tesla alone, but across the industry, about 3% right now for BEV.
yeah, it's taken, well, round about a decade. Well, I expect solid state is going to be similar. It's going to ramp quicker than conventional lithium ion is ramped because a lot of the supply lines are going to be in place. But I don't expect solid state to be dominant until the 2030s.
Okay, very interesting. So getting back to VW a little bit, I think we kind of went down this path before, but it's a super tough benchmark to have to compete with Tesla. I think to what you said, if we were comparing this against like GM's Ultium, battery strategy, I think Volkswagen is saying a lot more stuff that would be aligned down Tesla's path versus like what GM is doing with more of the modular, type of battery architecture and a lot of the things that they said they're doing in their next platform. So, curious to hear any thoughts on comparison there, but I think, tough bar for VW, but they seem to be like a quick second place here to what Tesla's doing from my perspective.
Yeah, I totally agree. When I watched GM's presentation, there was a lot more management speak, and VW, they still had management speak, but there's a bit more substance there that resonated with me. Whereas Tesla's was a lot more technical, a lot more shooting from the hip, and just what we tend to expect out of Tesla.
For sure. Not as rehearsed as what we would find from pretty much anybody else, which I appreciate. I like the tone of Tesla's presentations. So I guess, is there anything else on VW? And then I do have like a couple other questions just while I've got you. But any other thoughts on Power Day?
Oh, let's see here. I made a few notes, but we've pretty much covered off a lot of the things that were on my mind. Yeah. I would say looking at the presentation, like Elon often says, if you look at the product of a company, it often reflects the strengths and weaknesses of that company. And that's what I felt like we saw at Power Day. There's a lot of positive things that we saw there with the fact that they are committing to this, and that this is the direction that they're heading, and they have a plan, and they're focused on cost and volume, which is it's really positive to see for those of us who want to see the acceleration to sustainable technology. And of course, on the other side, there's a lot of things that they dropped in that just seemed unnecessary and kind of management speak, and they were reaching a bit. It wasn't as substantive as I would have liked to have seen.
Yeah, and maybe a bit of a play there towards, just speaking to investors and trying to generate a little bit more excitement. Where I know Tesla kind of gets criticized for doing things like that, but from my perspective, there's not a ton of that. Maybe autonomy is a bit different, but from a battery perspective, I don't see a ton of that from Tesla.
Yeah.
So again, while I've got you, any other thoughts on just what you're seeing in the battery industry and, other electric vehicle companies right now? Anyone that has caught your attention in terms of what they're doing?
Well, no, I really like Northvolt, and there's this actually gets me thinking more about Power Day. One thing I really did like that I saw in their presentation, which reflects the environment that they operate in Europe, it seemed like there was a greater focus on recyclability. Like that hydrometallurgical process they were talking about, I expect eventually the entire industry will move to that. It's a lot more environmentally friendly way of extracting the materials out of the battery. And there's also fo a focus on CO2 emissions, which a lot of that is, I'm assuming, coming from rules that are being implemented in Europe around locally sourcing materials and CO2. And Northvolt is a great example of that. The area where Northvolt is in northern Sweden has some of the cheapest, cleanest energy in the world. So, beyond the fact that they Northvolt was founded by previous Tesla people and they're well into the process of building these factories, they're situated in a good place to be able to provide these environmentally friendly batteries.
For sure. Yeah, I know there's a lot of interesting stuff happening with these startups. I think it's hard to kind of, as an outside person, get a feel for, who's legitimate, who's not. We kind of just have to go on these presentations and, some of the tie-ins with former Tesla executives help. But there's still a lot of unknowns there.
This is something I struggle with, and why I, in my channel, I try to avoid getting too much into the investing side of a lot of these startups because you don't know what they have or don't have. Most of them, they wouldn't be doing it if they didn't have a really strong conviction in what they were doing. But, sometimes you hit the wall of reality. And they're not sharing the trade secrets or the things that make their product tick. So there's no real way to evaluate what they're actually going to be able to deliver. So a lot of times what you're really left with is you kind of have to wait and to see what they deliver and just be positively optimistic to see what they come up with. Tesla's a little bit different because they've delivered so many things for us in the past, and what they showed us at Battery Day, only part of it was chemistry. Most of it was manufacturing optimizations and engineering improvements. So it gives me a little bit more faith in what they're doing. And on top of that, they actually showed us pictures of their battery line. We know it's there operating and just being optimized.
Right. And they said that, a lot of people didn't really catch this, or in the mainstream media at least, they do have these battery cells functional in prototype vehicles now. It's really just about getting that yield rate up, which is obviously also critical for what Tesla's planning to do, but at least they have these cells functioning and the chemistry and those type of things proven out.
Yeah.
Right, Jordan, if there's not anything else, I think that's kind of all the questions that I have for you at this point in time, but definitely would love to speak to you again, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us about this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.